This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. Whether it's a blinking gun, a noisy rocket, or a doll that cries real tears, chances are this year's biggest selling holiday toy will be high-tech, battery-powered, and chock-full of bells and whistles. Fighting back against the trend towards bright, noisy toys is Thierry Bourret. He's managing director of the educational toy company Asobi and founder of the Slow Toy Movement. That's a website dedicated to promoting toys that educate and engage kids without using plastic or batteries. Later this month, Thierry will be announcing the winners of the second annual Slow Toy Awards. He spoke with producer Taylor Quimby about the event.
So can you tell me, first off, what exactly makes a toy, quote-unquote, slow?
A slow toy is a toy that you find 20 or 30 years later in your loft at your parents' house or your grandparents' house, and you look at it and you think, wow, did I have a great time playing with this? Because I don't think in 20 or 30 years' time, when you go in your loft and you find an electronic toy, you'll be able to just open it and it starts playing. You know, and I like the fact that a slow toy is made of wood or lasting material.
So are you worried that toys that attract kids with, say, flashing lights or loud sounds are maybe playing to the lowest common denominator? Or are kids really missing something when they don't have toys?
They're missing something, because if you give them a toy that will play by itself more or less, you know, where's the imagination coming from? You know, I think it's better to have a construction toy where you use your imagination to play with.
So this October is the second annual Toy Awards. You know, I've seen some of the past winners, and we're seeing, say, stacking blocks that each block that gets stacked has a very distinct texture. You know, some of them are fuzzy, some of them have sort of prickles, some of them have bumps.
Oh, yes, that was one of the toys that won last year, which was rather interesting. It was a toy from a small company, and she wanted to make a sensory stacking toy. And in my mind, it was a great toy, you know, which is difficult for her to sell, I think. But the judges felt that it was a great toy to play with.
So what about this year? Can you just describe or tell me about...
This year, a lot of wooden toys have entered, and mostly from smaller companies. Although we were surprised to see an entry from a larger company called Mecano. Mecano is a very old, originally French toy made of metal. And it's now owned by a very, very large company called Flair. And we were surprised by the fact that they even entered. You know, we feel that we've touched a nerve, because clearly the large companies are now looking at us.
So has winning the Slow Toy Awards, any of the winners last year, you know, seen a real boost in sales? I mean, does it provide some competition for the Tickle Me Elmos of the world?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We got a double-page spread in one of the free papers that they distribute in the London Tube called the Metro. And the sales of one of the toys that was pictured on the article quintupled, and so much so that the company actually eventually ran out of stock of that particular toy. And guess what? They re-entered this year, because clearly they saw that it certainly boosted sales.
Well, tell me a little bit about how cost might factor in for the consumer, because in my experience, you know, some of the really nice handcrafted wooden toys that I've seen at stores or in catalogs, they can be really expensive. They're made from quality materials, and maybe for parents that are having a tough time in this sort of economy, maybe it's a hard sell.
Yes, but then is it necessary to buy 20 toys for one child at Christmas? Isn't it better to buy one toy that's going to be more expensive and will last longer? I don't think it's the quantity that's important. It's the quality of what you give. And if you give something to a child that is expensive, feels expensive, looks expensive, and has got a lot of play value, I think that the value that you will get out of that more expensive toy is probably better than a toy that you're going to pay very little for and are going to be discarded very soon, because there are so many other toys to play with.
Thierry, I'm guessing that you are a parent, right?
I am.
I myself am a father, and I have to admit, some of the toys that I get gifted from parents or relatives that make a lot of sound, they can drive a parent crazy when you have to hear, say, the same five-second jingle 1,000 times in a day. How much of the slow toy movement comes from trying to give us parents a little bit of a break?
Very little, in fact. You know, the slow toy movement came from seeing the toys that, you know, won the Dream Toys a few years ago in UK, where I thought, you know, if that's the best toys that are on the market at the moment, well, I might as well stop now what I'm doing with Asobi, because I felt that there was only toys that made noise, made of plastic, and had a license on. And that's how I started the movement, really. What I want to do is to attract the attention of people to say that it's not only the large companies that have massive budgets advertising on TV, licenses that sell, that can actually sell toys. I'm also attracting the attention to much smaller companies that are saying, hey, we're here too, and at the moment are not visible. And I think that, you know, I am trying to help my fellow smaller company owners to say, hey guys, we're here. And that's also what I'm trying to do here.
Thierry, thanks so much for speaking with me. I really appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Thank you for taking the time to speak with me.